Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya, Pugs Dread,
Namaste,
and Mike Kruger.
What's up, motherfuckers?
All right. So we're fresh off tonight's review, so it'll be very exciting. Obviously, I am a Clive Barker guy, so we'll get right into it. So our first review is of the new Hulu original movie, Books of Blood, from director Brandon Braga, of course, based on Clive Barker's classic Books of Blood from 1984. And this one, if you're unfamiliar, a journey into uncharted territory through three tangled in space and time. This is an adaptation of his popular 1984 book, as I was saying. And this is reimagining and yeah, well, that's, we'll get right into it because... All right, so
don't tip your hat at all, Dan.
No.
Why don't you go first, Dan?
I'm not tipping it. So
just a tip.
This is one of those ones where it's really complicated because when you are familiar with the literature, you're naturally going to be harder on certain things. Was this bad? No, no, not at all. It's not. Definitely not the worst Clive Barker adaptation. In fact, I think it'll probably flow fairly well if you're not diehard fans of Clive Barker, or at least his books. But the biggest sin that I think this one commits is it rarely captures the tone and that just unique, weird, gruesome feel of Clive Barker. It has its moments, for sure. Like I said, the acting's fantastic. Britt Robertson is great. Anna Friel is great as Mary.
Dan, real quick, you should know it is a Disney production, so don't be surprised that it's a little.
Oh, you're right. I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And I keep forgetting.
Touchstone, and it's on Hulu, so yeah.
It is. So there's gore. I mean, this definitely is R-rated territory. It's not completely watered down, but it doesn't hit as hard as it should. Of course, we've already had a Books of Blood adaptation from John Harrison, a film adaptation 10 or 11 years ago from John Harrison, which was, you know, not perfect, but decent. This didn't quite live up to it for me. I do think this is stronger for fans, horror fans that aren't familiar with the book.
That'd be me.
Yeah.
I know the book, but I've never read it.
So. Yeah. I even have it right here.
See, I was going to bring mine too, but it's out of reach. Damn it.
That's cool. Again,
they still. Oh, I don't want to ruin it, but
I'll elaborate my favorite more. Part. But
I have a weird question, Dan. Since I know this is your thing, why is the other one called Book of Blood? And this one's Books of Blood.
Well, because the other one was just a straightforward one story. It was just telling the Book of Blood story. So, yeah, it did it.
All the stories were on him. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been some really good Clive Barker adaptations, outside of obviously Hellraiser and everything. I thought Dread was a really good one. They are out there. And, of course, the Books of Blood have been adapted so much.
Except City in the Hill, or whatever. The one I really want to see the most. It's still not, hasn't been done. It's like when all these people get, like, tied up together and, like, they make this big, giant Voltron of people thing. I really want that.
You know, just like Stephen King has kind of had his film renaissance, I'd like to see that happen with Barker. Just start going down the list. And I mean, not that a lot hasn't been adapted, but at this point, you know, maybe he gets the rights back to Hellraiser. this is solid. Now, you know, it's weird. I know you won't know the name Brandon Braga, but he is famous for kind of being one of the head honchos at Star Trek. So when I saw he was directing this, I was like, it's interesting because he's not really a director.
My reading just lost the point.
Huh?
His reading just went down.
No, I should like it, but it didn't meld. It feels a little bit too TV movie-ish at times to me, but...
You know what I think happened, Dan? Because it happened to me a little bit. I got really impatient because, I'm like you, I'm familiar with the source material, and I have these big, high expectations.
Yeah.
But unlike you, I think I liked it way more than you did, I think.
So. I didn't dislike it. I may sound like that. It's just...
You're bumming us out.
You sound like you've been shitting over this thing for like...
I think
it's more what it could have been.
Yeah. I think it's because the impatience, because I'm like, this needs to kick off a little bit more. Like, everyone's cool and doing their job. But I'm like, this needs to pick up. And I'll tell you, by the end of this, I was like, this is fucking awesome. I hope we get more just like this. It was well worth the wait. I think the acting is stellar. Everybody in all of the stories, fucking awesome.
As expected, and when I saw who was directing it, it did begin its life at some point as a TV series. But, you know.
I'd be cool with it if it wants to go that route, too, because I would love Books of Blood, too. And give me my goddamn... I forgot the title. Cities in the Hill or whatever the fuck.
Give me a different director. See, Todd, I'm shitting on a Star Trek guy. That's rare.
As you should.
Welcome
to the club.
Kruger, what did you think? I mean, have you ever read Books of Blood, or are you just kind of going into this fresh-minded?
No, so, I'm not, a huge Clive Barker literature fan. I like his fucking movies. Rawhead Rex, I think, is underrated as fuck. Even though people shit on that movie all the time, I love that fucking movie. And I have read that story. I'm more of a guy who is, if I see the movie, I'll go and read the story kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't seen, any adaptation of this before. So I came into this thing blind, and I had a good time. I thought everything was really well done. Granted, there's some CGI effects in there that, obviously I'm going to shit on. But they weren't to the point where it ruined the whole experience for me. And this could have went I could have went higher with my rating on it. But I really did like all the stories. Just the stuff, I'll go through each one. Jenna, I thought everything about that story was cool. I kind of felt for her. Granted, Jenna, don't stop taking your medication. You start seeing shit. Come on. But, I mean, I get that. You you don't want to be on a bunch of medication that doesn't make you feel fucking yourself. And I feel for shit like that. And I loved her character, but the awful CGI bugs kind of bothered me a little bit. But I did like that whole story, and that ending was very fucking good.
Yeah.
I thought it escalated to an awesome finale, and then we, completely jump into the Miles story, which is heartbreaking as fuck.
My god.
That shit hit hard as fuck. And I thought that whole story alone was the best segment, in my opinion. And then, when we go to Bennett, the story, everything tying together with that, just in general, was glorious. And I thought the dialogue about Simon being the voice of the dead was just fucking really well done. Plus the imagery of just everything about that, with, all the stuff and the carvings into his skin. I did know about stuff like that because I had seen that. I don't know if I had seen the other adaptation of Book of Blood, but I know I had seen carvings like that before. So I was expecting that. And once I got that, I was really happy. And then just the way everything tied together, with anthologies, sometimes I think the story that is in between all the other stories or the things that are tying together aren't as strong. I thought this did a great job of being an anthology horror movie that tied everything together perfectly. And then at the end, you're satisfied as fuck of what you get. So Again, it may not be, you know, very accurate to the source material, but as a guy who's just a Clive Barker fan, you know, knowing that this has something to do with him, I was, you know, going in with high expectations, and I came out really loving the shit out of this, and I think this is one of the best movies all year.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, I think it is going to play really well. Again, I like it. It's strong in a lot of ways. The acting in particular. But Todd, what did you think? Had you read Books of Blood back in the day? Or
you know, he asked us all after we all stated, like, earlier in the show if we've read it or not.
I didn't hear if you said yes or no. God damn it.
Pay attention, Dan. No, I have not read it. I went to...
It's really good.
All right, and there's the mute button. Okay, so I have not read the book. I went into this one blind. It's funny. I know, you know, Kruger was mentioned the wraparounds. I like the way they did it. And they didn't do it in the traditional way because they all kind of also weave in together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. More like a trick or treat, but more linear almost. I thought it's funny. The weakest story for me was the actual Book of Blood story, like that origin part.
Really?
I don't know why that one, it didn't click as well for me. But overall, I really like this one. And I do hope we do get more.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally down for them to do more. Again, they can certainly improve upon this. It's just those moments where it just feels a little bit TV movie-ish. And it doesn't...
Well, like as you do understand, it's basically a TV movie.
Yeah, right? But that TV nowadays is a lot stronger than
it used to be. Let's compare it to something else Hulu's done. Is it really that different from Into the Dark? No.
No,
I'd say this is actually much better than 90% of Into the Dark. So if you've never read the book,
100% better than Puka, but
well, I kind of want to see Puka like pop into like Hellraiser somehow.
Push that mute button again.
Join
them. Man, I never like threaten you with violence, but I'm about to. Keep that shit separate.
Again, the stories are so strong. I feel like watch this, enjoy it, and then maybe you will want to read the book. I will say that to anybody that watches this and likes it, it gets a lot better. I'm not... Frankly, we all have movies we see that are based on books that we never read, so we're not... It's different. When you've read it, just a little more.
But even when you've read it, you have to understand they're different mediums and they're not going to be the same.
Of course. But you could recapture the tone of Barker a little better than this. People have done it.
I get that. And you wanted a little bit more nasty.
A little more macabre. Just the gore. It's not really just the gore. It's the mood.
Dan's the type of guy that wanted the child orgy in it.
Yes, he is. He was not happy it was pulled.
You could have done it with dwarves.
I wanted to at least hint at it.
Are you fucking kidding? Oh, bro.
Hint at it.
Fucking hands.
That was, you know, there's a few things Stephen King wrote that didn't age well. That's number
one. Just shut the fuck up and go on.
Dan reads that book nightly. That's his bedtime story.
Fuck you, Todd. So anyways, I kind of know going into Clive Barker, it's not going to be the movie in my head. I'm a fanboy. It is what it is. But I enjoyed it a lot. I'm a 3.5. I seem pretty generous. What say you, Kruger?
I'm a 4.5. I fucking love this. I hope we get more. The only thing that kept me from even honestly going higher, because I really could have, if it didn't have all the CGI effects, and it would have went more of a practical route. But 4.5, and I'm not ashamed to say that this was pretty fucking good. Yeah. And I recommend to anybody for Halloween. This gets dark as shit, though, so fair warning.
Yeah, and you can get your free month of Hulu if you don't have it, so take advantage of that. What say you, Bugs?
I am also a 4.5. I was dancing with a 4 just because I was getting impatient. But by the time, like, it all wrapped up and everything overlapped, and it was just a solid fucking, it's really good Kiskin night. So fuck yeah, 4.5.
Since you read the books, like, what would you like to see them tackle next that you think they can pull off? I should put it that way.
Oh, the pig one.
Oh, pig blood. Okay.
Yeah, but I want the fucking monster. The people making a fucking Gundam. Give me that.
I don't know if that would translate as well, though.
I just let me find out.
And Todd.
I was going to give it a 3.5 because Dan brought up the Star Trek stuff. But since he hated it, I'm sticking with my 4.5.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
We're on the same, most of us on the same page. That's cool.
Well, Dan hasn't been out in a while. He needs the company.
He's grinning a little harder because he's a horror snob and he's like, oh, it should be this way.
No, it's just when you've read the book, you've read the book.
I fucking read the book, Dan. It's a good. I think it's better for like a mass audience than, you know, a hardcore Clive Barker.
Good point.
I would love it.
Good point.
You know, I knew. God damn it, these people want to make a successful product that earns them some money.
That'll give us more options.
Exactly like I read it.
It's not the tone, motherfucker. The tone.
The tone was, bro. All right, throw the fucking spoilers up, Todd. Give them the warning.
Okay. Spoiler time. If you are all still listening or watching, you have been warned. So give your stop it. Do whatever you're gonna do. Come back after you watch it. It's live on Hulu right now. So go check it out. Come back. Finish this up. Okay. That is the warning. There's a spoiler. Bart Kruger, go for it.
Let's fucking just start off with the shit with Jenna. All right. That ending is dark as fuck. Like, that is one of the most grim, like, depressing, like, what the fuck endings I've seen in a bit. And just for everything to tie around to that, man, like, I don't know, man. I thought that was pretty goddamn fucked up. But, I mean, to each their own. But the one thing I did enjoy a lot was that story with Bennett and, like, or not Bennett, but, or was it Bennett? Fucking whoever the dude is that, you know, had all his hair stripped off and ended up, you know,
Bennett's the assassin, Simon.
Oh, yeah, Simon.
Simon is.
Yeah, so Simon. Just like that whole story was good. And, like, when he's just being a fucking asshole, I was like, fuck this dude. Like, let's watch him get, you know, fucked up a little bit. And then all those visuals with, you know, her son who was dying of cancer, like, creeping on the side of the bed. I thought that shit was, like, very unsettling.
I got my heart broken, you know, when he said, I just want to be near you. I'm like, oh, you fucking, you're getting me.
Yeah, like, this got to areas I wasn't expecting it to go, you know, on the heartstrings. And I just think, this could, I think, go over very well for even people that aren't, you know, the seasoned horror vets. If you just showed this, you know, as a fucked up, you know, Halloween movie to show some people, people would probably go away just thinking it's pretty good, but, you know, very grim. So,
yeah, I would have loved it when she kind of warns him that he's pissed if she just went. Crush him, Connor. But anyway, that's my one.
So we're cool looking. There's fucking like a bunch of Corgans mixed with Salem's Lot.
You know what's fuck? I will watch this again. So it's not like
you're probably gonna like it more, Dan. It's on a second viewing.
Maybe. I mean, I'll admit, if I hadn't read the book, my rating would have been a little higher.
Here the problem is you went in. Even though you probably tried to tell yourself you don't have high expectations, you went into this with high expectations.
This would be like Last House on the Left, second remake for you. The expectations.
Yeah, but I went in there knowing it was going to be garbage and believing I knew it was going to be garbage. That's the difference.
Hey, I never saw a microwave in a head before, so. Now I'm going to get muted.
Yeah.
There you go. It's not always me.
Well, it's gonna be.
But yeah, no. I, like I said, watch it. And then do yourself a favor and read the book, because, you know, short stories, check it out.
So, like I was saying earlier, though, like, it takes a while for, like, it to kick into actual horror movie. Like, before it was, like, suspense. But once there's a certain gore effect, it's fucking, it's drop time.
With the spoiler wall pugs, you could say now.
Oh, well, once you start seeing, like, a chopped up body, and it's like, holy shit! Like, yeah. Now we're, and right it after that, great. It's just like, hit. Didn't it? Yeah. Like, Ed Gein would be proud. Leatherface would be fucking proud. I know you like that shit, Todd.
Yeah. Did anybody else get Gunnar Hansen vibes from the fucking...
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Dude, like thank you. Okay, I'm so glad that I was not the only person with that, because I was like, man, if this fucker was alive, this would be perfect for him.
Mm-hmm. It was like, Gunnar hit the Slim Fast, kind mm-hmm. of, basically. Like the little brother he used to kick the shit out of. He's a little smaller than him.
That fucking smirk at the ending, though, when she's like, has her eyes sewed and she's like, I'm finally at peace. Fucking peace. A. That's crazy.
It's so dark, too. It's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, guys, check it out. Get yourself a Hulu subscription or free trial and watch it. Check it out. I hope it's not in. I do want Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I know. I think this would play well with fans of like American Horror Story. Like if they haven't seen anything kind of like this, yeah. this is like a good entry to, or like another step up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Dan, don't hold your breath for a U.S. Blu-ray.
Most no, of Hulu, I don't think so. Yeah.
But most of the Hulu originals stay that.
Yeah. So, not holding my breath, but hopefully we'll get more. Any closing thoughts, guys, that we didn't touch upon?
Does everyone here like Midnight Meat Train?
I do.
Oh, you know, I was actually going to say something about that because, you know, I really do enjoy that movie, even though the CGI is fucking dog
before
shit.
Before we go too far with this, it's still in my to-watch deck.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad.
You haven't seen it.
Todd okay. doesn't
I haven't it. Seen the other Book of Blood either.
Oh, we'll get on that, oh, Todd.
Well, I guess we have a Clive Barker show in the future.
I like Midnight Meat Train, but I don't mind seeing it adapted again, though.
Same. But, well, I'm glad you told us, Todd, because I'll shut the fuck
that's
up.
That's why I put it out there.
Me and Pugs are going to shut the fuck up, because that's a like great movie.
I'm not worried about you two, because I told you very clearly.
Be sure to see Dredd, too, if you didn't see that one.
That Dredd's frog.
Yeah. Dredd's really good.
I don't remember if I did or not.
Let's just fucking hit a Clive Barker.
Well, if I haven't seen Dredd, there's three. We got a Wednesday show coming up.
Fucking hell.
I'm down for that. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. We've obviously got some more Clive Barker coming for you, so check that out. And Pugs, let them know what's up.
All right. Follow us on all the social media bullshits, including the brand new Slasher app for all you hardcore horror fans. We're on there. Come find us. And you can join our Patreon starting at just $1 for exclusive and early content. A lot of early content. There's a bunch of cool shit on there right now. So please and thank you. Everyone say good night. Namaste. Happy Halloween.
Good night. Good night.
Yeah.
Halloween, motherfuckers.
All right.